This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and hygiene is more important than ever in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, cleaning staff are some of the most underrated and under-rewarded frontline workers. So to discuss the issues of running a cleaning crew company in a pandemic is Mariza Mustafa, COO of Made Easy.
So my name is Mariza Anna Mustafa. So I'm the co-founder and COO of Made Easy. Made Easy is a platform, an app that allows households to book cleaning services. So you just download the app, make a booking, and the cleaner will come at the time and place of your preferred location.
And what drove you to start Made Easy with your husband in early 2015?
At the time, we just had a baby. And then at the time, she was about 2 years old. And I thought of going back to work. I didn't have a full-time maid at that time because I was taking care of her all by myself. At 2 years old, she's kind of big enough to go to preschool. So I don't really need a full-time maid. But then we did try. And for 2 years, when we tried full-time maids, which were foreigners, we had three in 2 years. So that was really, really disturbing the way our family is. So we decided to find part-time maids. And then we found part-time maids. It was foreigners also. And they came with their own set of problems. I found out that my cash, you know, which I keep in the house, became missing. So a trust issue is there as well. That's how Made Easy was born. And then we experimented with a few ideas at first. Or we did try for foreigners at first. And then we found out that hiring local Malaysians was the right way to go. And in terms of trust and safety, it's better than having foreigners coming to your home.
Right. I mean, especially in Malaysia, you know, the very common practice is to hire foreign workers for these domestic services. So it's interesting that, you know, that was a big factor in you starting Made Easy. You mentioned earlier that Made Easy works through an app. How did you guys start on developing that app? Did you or your husband have any app development or tech background?
So my husband, Azrul, he is a software engineer. So we developed the app in-house according to the needs of the services as well as the behavior of the cleaning crew. So the cleaning crew is from the gig economy. They are not our employees. So we need to find a way to incentivize them as well to take more jobs. And we also did some localization. Some crew are more in this area, so we try to find more demand in a particular area. So yes, my husband was a software engineer, and that's how Made Easy was developed.
Gotcha. I guess it's very convenient to have someone in the house that can make the app in-house, right?
Yep.
Okay. Take me through the general process of what would happen when a user starts to use the Made Easy app for the first time.
They will download the app. Then they make a booking on the app. They will specify which day, their address, which means when they want, where they want the cleaning to be done, because the app can store a few addresses. And then they will choose how many hours do they want the cleaner to clean their house. Typically, it's 4 hours. And then there are other additional options that they can have. For example, if they prefer a female cleaning crew or if they want the cleaning crew to bring tools, they can have that also at additional fees. So once that's done, they pay for the booking, and then the booking will go through the cleaner app, and the cleaners will look at the job options and accept which ones they want to accept. And then once a job is accepted, the customer will know who's coming to the house through the app.
It's kind of like the Grab or the Uber sort of approach, right?
Yeah.
All right. What was the initial investment in terms of how you guys managed to fund Made Easy?
Oh, we're fully funded by Axiata Digital Innovation Fund. They've been our investors, our first institutional investor from then until now. And we are running very efficiently, and we are looking at more value-added products and services to offer, and as well as streamlining our operations.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about revenue generation. How does that exactly work for you guys? Do you take a cut of a fee or something like that? And also, how have you planned out pricing?
We have to make sure that the cleaners get quality customers too. So we don't want the kind of customers that come, you know, like once in 3 months or until the house is really, really dirty, then they come to us. So that's why we segmentize the cleaning the cleaning services. So we have that basic cleaning, which is for home maintenance. So if your house is fairly dirty, then and then needs a bit of touch up, basic cleaning would be best. And then we also have the higher ticket items, which is the move in, move out cleaning and renovation cleaning, and as well as spring cleaning. So that's for more for deep cleaning services. So we usually take a cut from the services rendered, and then but the bulk of it goes to the cleaners.
And what's the rough price range, you know, from that kind of basic cleaning to the deep cleaning? You know, what's the average?
For basic cleaning, 4 hours, it's RM100 plus 6%. And for move-in, move-out cleaning and renovation cleaning, we charge RM250 minimum, and spring cleaning we charge about RM300 minimum.
And this is in terms of the whole session or like per hour, or how does that work?
For the whole session, for man hours. So for example, if it's supposed to be a 4 hour session, which is actually 4 man-hour session, if there's two people coming to the session, it will become 2 hours.
Gotcha. Understand. All right. And one of the biggest obstacles that you were trying to solve with Made Easy was the trust issues, right? There's a massive stigma in terms of letting non-household cleaners into the home, that fear of theft or the fear of any sort of other antisocial behavior coming from these people. So how do you vet and train the people that are available for as cleaners on the app?
We receive a lot of applicants to become Made Easy cleaners, but not all of them are accepted. So they go through 3 processes, which is the interview, briefing, and training. So during that, we can sort of gauge their personality, whether they are hardworking, whether they are able-bodied, and whether they are responsible. So in a way, having local cleaners is safer than having foreigners coming to your home, because in our system, we have their address and their IC. So if there is any misconduct, we will cooperate with the household, and if it's needed with the authorities like the police and all that, to assist in the case. So in that sense, it's safer that way to have a local, because they are their information is kept by us, and the household knows who is coming to the house.
I see. And also, in the worst case scenario, if someone that has been through that process later on does turn out to exhibit some sort of a antisocial behavior or run into some sort of issue, what is the process of you guys dealing with that?
First of all, you have to lodge an official complaint to Made Easy, saying that, okay, whatever loss that they incurred. And then when they lodge an official complaint, we will ask, do you want to go through the police with this? And if they say yes, we will cooperate with the police. So if the police needs information from us, for example, the mobile number, the IC number, we will cooperate and give them those information.
Right. So you guys do have a lot of this information on hand and...
Yeah. When they registered with Made Easy, it's needed that they give us their IC, mobile number, address and things like that.
Okay. And then on the flip side of things, how do you educate customers about the safety of using your service as well? How do you get them to feel more reassured?
I think I did a lot of PR in the beginning of Made Easy. It's about letting who gets into your home, right? You don't want a stranger that has no proper papers and really, really is from a sketchy background. If you have local Malaysians with the proper identification that goes into your house and knowing that Made Easy will cooperate if anything happens, so that gives a sort of sense of safety to the household. And also not forgetting that the cleaners under Made Easy are paid handsomely. You know, they can earn 2,000 plus for a 4-day work. And that really is a lot of money. And so we are picky in who we accept as Made Easy cleaning crew as well.
Right. So basically, there's not only the structure of Made Easy, but also the fact that a lot of the information that you have about the workers that you hire are all validated and are all official documents that are governmentally provided.
Yeah.
Mm. And also, I noticed that you guys have a really big focus on hiring from the B40 community specifically. Can you talk to me a bit about that?
Okay, we are a social enterprise accredited because more than 50% of those that we hire as cleaning crew come from the B40 community. So they could be living in the PPR or in between jobs or being laid off mostly who work for Made Easy. So that has been our mission. When we started Made Easy, we realized how the disparity is very jarring in Malaysia. And Made Easy, when we pay them a living wage that allows them to fulfill certain financial goals that they have, and when they are able to fulfill those financial goals, they become more ambitious. For example, they want to buy a car so that they can move around, maybe move to another better paying gig job, or they want to start a business, you know, so they do Made Easy for a while to reach those goals. And then they can move up from their B40 situation into a better livelihood for themselves. So Made Easy is a way for them to reach those goals and aspirations that they have for themselves.
Well, it's time for a short break right now for some messages, but after that, I will continue speaking to Marissa all about how Made Easy survived the MCO. So do stay tuned to BFM 89.9. This is Open for Business.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and today joining me on the line is Marissa Mustafa, who is the COO and co-founder of Made Easy. Before the break, we were talking about how Made Easy works, the inspiration behind it, as well as the importance for them as a social enterprise of hiring and supporting the B40 community. We have all been affected very heavily by COVID-19, the pandemic, and the MCO. What was Made Easy's initial reaction when the MCO was first announced?
To be honest with you, we were quite scared of the survival of the company because we weren't allowed to operate. So during the MCO, we tried to offer other services, for example, disinfecting services. So as you know, cleaning services such as disinfecting is exempted from the MCO rules, so they can move around. So we had that that survived us during the MCO period. But however, we also looked into how we do things at Made Easy. So for example, the training, which we still continue to this day from the MCO, which is online training. So the first two sections of the training, which is the interview and the briefing, we do it 100% online. So the cleaners doesn't have to come to our office and listen to our briefing or be interviewed by us. Everything is done online. So we let go of our training office. So that is a big relief in terms of cost saving for Made Easy. And then secondly is working from home. We find out that some of our staff live quite far away from public transport, and it was really, really an effort for them to come to the office. So when we implemented working from home, they were very happy. And during this MCO, our key staff had stayed with us, even though we had been receiving pay cuts and stuff like that, and weren't really 100% operational during the MCO, but they stayed with us. So we continued that practice till today, And we meet at the office a couple times a week and maintain that the interview and the briefing part of the onboarding process is online.
Interesting. How exactly do you train people online when it comes to cleaning, though?
No, the cleaning practical training is still done live, is still done face-to-face. They have to come to the practical center to learn how to clean a home. That is still that is still relevant, coming to the training center. However, the interview and the briefing, which means interview means we just ask them what's their background, why they want to join Made Easy, and certain basic information about themselves as well. Briefing means what are the house rules, how do you use your app, and that is done online. But then when it comes to really learning how to clean a home, they still have to come to the training center.
Right. Did you run into any situations where someone was not comfortable in, maybe they did the online and the virtual training, but they were not comfortable in actually showing up for the in-person training because of hesitations when it comes to COVID?
Well, it's a must for them to come to the practical training. So it depends how serious they want, how serious they are to join our platform. So if they are serious, they would come for the practical training. And there's no two ways about it. I mean, they have to come, you know. They can't skip that part because they really, really need to know how to learn how to clean a home. And that's why they have to come to our training center, which is a live training center in a real apartment that they have to clean.
Right. And how did you navigate that in-person training in terms of, you know, did you wear a mask and stay like a meter apart and all that? I mean, what was that like in terms of changing that experience?
So there's a number limit to how many people can attend the practical training at one time, as well as we practice social distancing, as well as wearing masks and gloves, disposable gloves, when we do the cleaning.
Hmm. I also want to ask, what kinds of tools did you end up using for this online training? Typical teleconferencing software like Zoom or Google Hangouts, or, you know, what was the approach there?
We just used Google Hangouts, and that was good enough because most of the time it's talking to the cleaners that want to join Made Easy. So yeah, Google Hangouts is good enough.
Mm. Since a lot of the cleaners, I guess, are from the B4D community, did you run into any situations where, for example, they were not able to, like they didn't have access to a device or the internet when it came to this virtual training?
Yes, for sure. I mean, when we first started, that was a big problem for us because during the MCO, we actually let go of our office in Bangsa. So we are now operating in a small office in Kota Damansara. And at that time, internet wasn't connected yet to our new office. And we had to do the online interview and briefing from home. So the internet was really a bit sketchy and there were some drop-offs, to be honest with you, during that time. But now it's a lot more smooth and the application process has picked up since after the MCO.
Right. So in the time since, you've essentially worked out all the little bumps in the road that were affecting that process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, yes.
And then in terms of, you know, your customers, there are some people, even though we have lifted restrictions and a lot of us have gone back to work, for example, and are eating in restaurants and stuff like that, but there's still a bit of a hesitation for a lot of people about letting someone into the house that is not necessarily part of their household or their, I guess, their social bubble, right? So how are you navigating that situation?
For our post-COVID MCO, we updated our SOP to include stricter health and safety measures. So all of our cleaners, we have informed them before they take a job that if they are feeling unwell or have the sniffles, don't go to the customer's house. So they are responsible for their own health. And during the cleaning session, wear a mask and preferably gloves and keep a social a social distance between the cleaner and the household. So if they have any issues that they want to convey to the household, they can call the support number and the support number can call the customer to convey whatever issues that they have on their behalf. So we have included that in our updated SOP as well. So on the customer side, before they make a booking, they have to declare by checking off a checklist from the app that they have not traveled into red zone areas, they haven't been overseas, they are well, they are not having the flu or cold or something like that. And then only when they have declared that they are all okay, then can they make the booking.
Mm. And so during this RMCO period, have you noticed activities start to pick back up on the app?
Yes, activities have picked up through the app and applicants have started to come back slowly, although it's not pre-MCO levels yet, but we're getting there.
All right. Well, finally, what are your plans for the future, not just for the rest of the year, but in general, what is your vision for Made Easy?
Okay, my vision for Made Easy is two big mission. One is to expand the business, of course, and into other services as well. So we want to replace Your Maid at Home with the app. So we want to do perhaps laundry as well. And then in terms of recruiting more people into the domestic services industry, we are looking into training businesses to properly train people to become real cleaners in the services industry, which not necessarily stay within the Made Easy platform. But let's say if you're a cleaning company and you want to follow the Made Easy way, you can send your cleaners to Made Easy and we will train them the Made Easy way to become better cleaners.
All right. Well, fantastic. If you're listening and you're interested in looking at Made Easy, it's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play, as well as the BFM app. If you have missed any of this interview, that is also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. But for now, thank you so much, Marisa, for speaking to me all about Made Easy. I'm Christine Wong. You have been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.